A minaret construction ban in Switzerland's impacting Christians in the Muslim world. Pakistan celebrates something other than Christmas on December 25th. And child sponsors are needed to further the gospel in Peru. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A few weeks ago, Swiss voters chose to ban the construction of more Muslim minarets in the country. The reaction to their decision impacts the lives of Christians all over the world, says Open Doors Paul Esterbrooks. A group of Muslims has already threatened a priest in Turkey.
They basically confronted the priest, Reverend Akbulut, and they told him that unless the bell tower in his church was destroyed, they would kill him. And they were doing this as a reaction to the Switzerland referendum and the banning of new minarets in their country.
Decisions made in countries perceived as Christian can make life more difficult for believers elsewhere, especially at Christmas time. Pray for those facing persecution today.
That challenge irritates a lot of those in opposition, and they tend to choose Christmas Day as a day to bring challenges to them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While much of the world celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ today, most of Pakistan will be celebrating the birth of someone else today. Pastor Navid Malik says while most Christians in Pakistan celebrate Christmas,
the 25th is when the founder of Pakistan, Qaid-e-Azam, was born. Muslim friends, they believe that Isa means Jesus is a prophet. It's sad to say that mostly on media, founder of Pakistan is heard more than Isa.
Christians do get some public opportunities to share Christ, but it doesn't happen very often.
On some television channels, they ask us to come and say something. So few of our leaders has been asked in past, and government gives 30 minutes or maybe hardly 45 minutes on Christmas to say something. But we do not have advantage to say why he came in this world during the year.
Malik wants the church to be more active and educated in how to do that.
We can take some free literature with Islamic terminologies. They know that this is the day for the Christians when Isa al-Masih was born. The Muslims honor that, and they will hear, and they would like to hear.
Malik has written a booklet about Christmas. He'll be using it today in outreach events.
We are going to distribute about 2,000 booklets here in our city and all over Pakistan, that our Christian people share these books with those who are not Christian. Why we are celebrating this great joyful occasion.
And the celebration of Christmas in Peru began late last night and goes on through today with much fanfare. Nativity scenes are common as are large family get-togethers. Kids Alive's Janina Posner says in one mountainous region where they're working, those family gatherings are difficult. In many cases, the men in the families have gone onto the cities to find work. Often, they don't return. Kids Alive has been working with these at-risk families to help them support themselves. In this case,
for Christmas, they get together and they cook together and they will sell their meals. So there's a lot of things that we are teaching them. There's so much to do yet. You know, it's a very hard situation. You know, you bring the hope, but yet you got to also teach them how they can live right now in their circumstances.
Aside from launching a program to keep families together, they've also launched job skills training programs in schools. Posner says with each opportunity comes an open door for the gospel.
Becoming a sponsor is such a wonderful thing. You become part of this child's life. You can also donate for a general fund so we can keep running the schools, the women's program.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For more information on these and other stories, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Ruth Kramer, Sharon Felton, Katie Kingsbury, Elisa Whiteman, Kelly Miller, Hannah Stroll, and Jonathan DeColibus, I'm Greg Yoder, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.